That's why he could leave it physically. He could leave it. And as Keith Green said, thank you, Lord, for leaving us your Holy Spirit until the work on earth is done. My greatest desire is I want to pastor a church that is a mission station. We're a pass-through station. So we're not threatened by those who come in and come out, but let's just keep gathering and sending out. But let our sending out increase with a vehemence in this age and in this time, lest we make a cult of our gathering. Do we need to gather? Yes. Do I need to come? I need to come to church on a Sunday morning. I need the comfort. I need the encouragement. I need everything that you need as a brother in Christ. But I also need you to catapult me out. And one day I may need you to send me out when I don't even want to go. Or for you to send me out when you may not want me to go. I'm not assuming that'll ever happen. Oh, that'd be nice. Because God is the owner of the field and is in the sending out business. That's the only reason the church in Antioch could send out Paul and Barnabas, because they trusted the power of the kingdom of God. Because who they were wasn't related to business as usual or status quo or even who was in the church. And so I want to send you out this morning facing the door. This has been a pass-through time. It's been great to see you. It's wonderful. Isn't the word wise? Gather yourselves. Don't neglect the assembly of yourselves together. Encourage one another. You know, we're all going back to our placement. But it's not, oh, until next Sunday. It's not that this is the real world versus, you know, the other place under siege where we hope we carve out a living for God. And I just want to speak a word of encouragement. If there's one of you here, and there may be good reasons why you feel displaced or where you're at. But I'm not asking you to like your job. I am asking you to embrace the cause of the kingdom of God and to say, God, you've placed me here for your kingdom. So help me, God. And see what happens. See what happens. Because someone near you, you're the closest finger they're ever going to come to the kingdom of God. Where's the finger pointing? Where's the finger pointing? Me, mine, where's it pointing? So anyhow, we're just going to close there. I just want to encourage you. Let's walk and deal with what God's called us to in the kingdom. Let's take seriously our gathering. That's part of my calling as a pastor. But I can't do your work of the kingdom. I can't. I'm in awe of what God does through you. Don't wait for this church to have the program that fits your gifts. Go be who you are and God. Please don't let us hinder you. Just go be it. Just go be it. And wherever that leads, we'll see. We don't need our name on it. It doesn't need to come under a church thing. It's a kingdom thing. It's a kingdom thing. Jesus wasn't talking about the church. He was talking about the kingdom. Amen. Okay, take the hand of the person next to you. Let's pray. Father, first I pray pastorally, genuinely, that you'll bless these dear hearts, Lord, for their patience and for that gift of their life that they give when they come to this place to spend time together and to listen to the word, Lord, and to be encouraged and exhorted, Lord. We don't take that for granted. Lord, our words can't match your words, Lord. We generate more heat than light much of the time. But Lord, we receive your word to us about the power of the seed of your kingdom against all obstacles in this field. And Lord, we have reason to believe that, as in the later parables, that there'll be those who, in finding you in us, it'll be like finding treasure in the field. And Lord, it'll be like the man who sought all his life for the pearl of great price and found it. And we dare, Lord, to ask, not in arrogance, but in humility. Could it be this week, Lord, that our place of strategic placement in your kingdom, we could be that treasure? The knowledge of you in us could be that pearl, O Lord. And therefore, Lord, we come to you and we say, Lord, let every hindrance to our ability to influence those around us where we are, let it be gone. Give us a sickness for it, Lord. Give us a sickness for it. Again, Lord, as we've prayed before, we don't want to have on our tombstones that we had a lot of potential for you. We want, Lord, for a fruit that abides, O Lord. And we dare to ask you again this morning, in the light of your resurrection and your post-resurrection teaching, that we will truly be who you've made us to be in our placement in the kingdom. We don't trust the church program, Lord, but we do trust the power of your kingdom and the power of your word. Let your parable be a word to us. And I choose this morning, Lord, to afresh accept your placement of me at this season of my life in your field. And I unashamedly say to you, Lord, give me this one and that one to influence for you, Lord, and for your glory, whether it's explicit or implicit, Lord, whether it's a passing touch or something that leaves a print. Lord, make us influencers in our generation for the kingdom of the living God. Let your kingdom come. Now, Lord, send us out into the world in the power of your Holy Spirit. Give us your spirit of peace and love. I pray for the courage we need to engage that which confronts the King. And I ask, Lord, as the prayer book of old says, that we will do so with gladness, that it'll not be a joy that is just when we first receive the word, but despite the pressure, the joy will remain, and that it will be with single-heartedness. That you bring us back next week, Lord, that we have stories of your doing among us, and that we understand why we need each other in church in the context of this kingdom, of this planting, and of this battle. Even so, please also, Lord, will you come that your kingdom may be established forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Feel free, walk out the door to what you're called to for all of your life. God bless you.